KRNR Judges Report, December 9th, 2021, recorded December 7th. Welcome to the Pearl Harbor edition of the Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Much of the activity this last week has related to Christmas lights on the courthouse, redistricting, and preparation for a public hearing Monday, December 13th, and one actual train wreck. Ironically, the train wreck was the least of the problems for the county, not necessarily for Burlington Northern, however. Late Monday night, a number of cars derailed on the line between Castor and Scallon, which generally parallels County Road 315. Commissioner Wright closed the road for a while, but it is now open with lots of heavy equipment activity as Burlington Northern deals with the aftermath. The March hailstorm destroyed most of the Christmas lights in the windows and around the roof of the courthouse and the 1888 jail. We spent literally months sorting through bids, sparring with our insurance company, and finally approving multiple repair contracts. Three primary categories: roofing, window repairs, and Christmas light replacements. With the parade of lights last Saturday, the lights became the priority. With some late hours by the contractor, Christmas Decor out of Waco, most of the lights on the west, north, and east side of the courthouse and the 1888 jail were operational Saturday night for the parade. The south sides will be finished this week. We took a slightly different approach, used LED bulbs with twice the wattage as the old bulbs. So far, feedback has been uniformly complimentary. Guy Burns has managed the process for the county. It would not have happened without his tireless effort and oversight. On the redistricting front, we are up to scenario I, after 9 attempts to adjust the commissioner precinct lines to minimize the census difference between the precincts. Once we had several that worked on the population front, the next dimension of the Rubik's Cube was minimizing the differential in county road mileage for maintenance purposes. The best resulting scenarios will be presented in a public hearing next Monday morning at 9 o'clock as advertised in the Eagle. After that input, the court will adopt one plan Monday morning. The resulting maps will be advertised in the paper for several weeks for informational purposes and reflected in the voter registration cards to be mailed in January. Between 100 and 200 people may be impacted, largely on the north side of Goldthwaite. I'll talk more about the final plan next week once one is adopted. This has been a learning curve for several of us. The challenge will be institutionalizing the experience for Mills County's benefit in 2030. The deadline for filing for county elected offices on the November ballot is 6 p.m. Monday, December 13th. The offices up for election in November include the county judge, the justice of the peace, the county clerk, the county treasurer, and commissioners for precincts 2 and 4. The other county offices are up for election 2 years from now, November 2024. There are still several days left to file, but as I record this, 4 candidates have filed for county judge, and all other positions are unopposed. Delays in commissioner filings until after the commissioner precinct lines are finally set may be on people's minds, and it's reasonable, as you must live in the precinct you represent. Filings for the major party primaries must be made through the county party chairman. Candidates filing as an independent must file with the county judge, but all have the same deadline, 6 p.m. this coming Monday, December 13th. The best and definitive source for information and forms is the Secretary of State's website. Besides redistricting, Monday's agenda will include a final plat approval on the Rolling Oaks subdivision, formerly the Winters Seabar Ranch, which is approximately 10 miles southeast of Goldthwaite on Highway 183. We may also continue the discussion of the proposed updated subdivision ordinance. I can't speak for the other members of Commissioner's Court, but from my perspective, redistricting has sucked all the air out of the room, and holidayitis is setting in. It's easy to see the subdivision update slipping into January. Tune in next Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the latest weekly update on county government. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your support and your interest.